For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bessiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, your YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. What a frustrating night for the Phillies in New York against the Mets. A lot of similarities and, you know, just feelings towards last year, the scene of the crime where the Phillies went down to the Mets in the NLDS. So they lose the game 5-4. You know, a spirited comeback in the top of the ninth, and the three-run home run by Stott was great to see off of Diaz. Stott's having a nice start to the season, which I thought he would. Healthy now after the elbow issue last year. But the bottom line is, we don't score for 8 innings, you're probably going to lose a game. And the issues with this bullpen continue to pile up, where Nola wasn't very good last night. He grinded, though. Once the Soto home run was overturned, he buckled down. Now, his final line is probably appropriate with the way he pitched, because the Soto ball almost was a home run, and he ended up surrendering 4 earned runs in the 6 1/3 or whatever it was last night for Nola. So it's probably an appropriate line. His ERA for the season is 6.5. But those inherited runners that scored with the Ruiz home run surrendered really killed Nola's final stat line, and it killed the Phillies' chances to win that game. You know, it's very hard to win games when your bullpen takes a 2-run deficit and makes it a 5-run deficit. That's what happened last time when Ruiz came in the game. And look, we can continue to tell ourselves it's early, things will even out, and that's in some ways true. I do think the Phillies' issues with runners in scoring position will correct themselves over the course of the season. They have the third highest on-base percentage in baseball. That's good. It'll lead to some runs scored. All those kind of things are totally true and totally obvious. But the game last night was a really big one. And this series up in New York is a really big one, because the Phillies, nor the Mets, are guaranteed to make the playoffs. I think there is, you know, sometimes early on there's trends in baseball that you could ignore. You could say, I don't know if I believe that. Or you could kind of look at it and say, is something happening here? And I've thought about that a lot to start this season with what's going on in the NL West. I don't believe that the NL East is a 3-team playoff division this year. That's out. I've already moved off of that. It's 2 at the most, and it might be a 1-playoff team division, which makes these games against the Mets and the ones against the Braves, because we assume the Braves are going to figure this thing out and be middle to the top of this division with the Phillies and the Mets, and you know the Nationals and Marlins will be cast aside as the season goes along. But it makes these games so huge, these head-to-head battles. Look what's happening in the National League West. It's not stopping right now. I'm going to pull up the standings right now. NL West after last night. Giants had a victory last night late over the Milwaukee Brewers. Right now, if you look at the National League, the Phillies are 13-10, okay? That puts them 3 games behind the Mets in this division. It also puts them behind every team of note in the NL West. Dodgers and Padres are tied at 16-7, and I expect one of those two teams to win the division, probably the Dodgers. The Giants are 15-8. We saw them last week. I don't think they're going to go away. They have a plus 33 run differential. Jung-Hoo Lee looks like one of the best players in baseball. Matt Chapman is a very good player. Adames hasn't even hit for them yet. They have a good manager in Melvin, a motivated front office in the first year with Posey to get back to the postseason. So there's a lot there. I think their starting pitching is suspect, good bullpen, but they can add an arm around Logan Webb and get to the playoffs. And then you have the Arizona Diamondbacks, who have a plus 17 run differential. They have, I'd say, 2 or 3 outstanding relief pitchers. I think they could get better in their bullpen. Their starting rotation is good enough, though Burns looks like a poor signing by them, considering his stuff has gone down each year. But they're going to bash their way to 87 wins. It's a matter of can they get to 92 or 93 in that division. But there is a real chance, and I know it's less likely than likely because they have to play each other a lot, but there is a real chance that the NL West sends 4 teams to the playoffs, that all 3 wild cards are NL West teams, which means the other side of this is 1 central team, and I think it's a 3-way race between the Cubs, the Brewers, and the Reds. And I wouldn't surprise me if the Reds do pull it off. They have a plus 29 run differential. They have the best starting pitching. They have Terry Francona. And I do think the Cubs will cool off offensively. And I have questions about their starting pitching and their bullpen. But, okay, 1 team. Let's just pencil 1 team in the central. And the Brewers are always there. I love their rookie. Durbin just got called up. Churio's going to be an MVP candidate. I mean, the Brewers are not going away. And they called up the relief pitcher with the crazy changeup yesterday. So 1 in the Central, 4 in the West. That leaves a very simple formula here for the postseason. 1 in the East. And right now, my eyes tell me, the numbers tell me, the Mets are the best team. The Mets have allowed this season 41 less runs than the Philadelphia Phillies. 41 less runs. And they've only scored 11 less. They have a run differential right now of 31. Plus 31. The Phillies have a run differential of plus 1. The Phillies are a 500 team masquerading around with a 13-10 record because of their early season sweep of the Rockies. I mean, that's the reality of this. Other than that, they're 10-10. They're not playing great baseball. Do I think the Phillies are bad? No, I don't. I think the Phillies are a good team. But there's going to be a good team to miss the playoffs in the NL. I mean, we didn't even include the Braves in this exercise. But if you include the Braves and expect them to get back, you know, in their winning ways, Phillies, Mets, Braves, all I believe will be, 85 or above win teams. Cubs, Reds, Brewers, one of those teams will win the division. They'll probably all be better than 500 teams. And then you have Dodgers, Padres, Giants, Diamondbacks. I think all 4 of those teams will be above the 87 mark. You know, maybe 87, 90, 95, 100. You know, how it's going to play out over the full season. That means there's a good baseball team that will not make the postseason. Last year, that team was the Arizona Diamondbacks. This year, it could clearly be the Braves, it could be the Phillies, it could be the Mets. And it's why these games are so big. And it's why last night, you look at the calendar and you say, April 21st, what are you going to do? Jose Ruiz gave up a home run in the 7th inning to Francisco Lindor. Okay, but that home run and this week and the game down in Atlanta they lost in extras, that could be the difference between making the playoffs and not making the playoffs. And we know the playoffs in baseball, that's the crapshoot. You got to get in. And then once you get in, anything can happen. But I'm more concerned about the Phillies getting in. I think this whole thing has been flipped around in a few weeks to where, wake me up in October. No. Wake me up in October. You know, they got to wake up now to get to October. This isn't just as simple as turnkey, they'll be in the playoffs. That's over. The rise of the Giants, the rise of the Padres, And maybe the Padres thing should have been a rise, but people thought maybe they took a step back this offseason. That pitching looks really good. They did lose a rise for a week to concussion protocol. We'll see if he's back. He's a fun player to watch. Hopefully he's back soon. But with Michael King, leading that rotation. They've got a lot of pitching, San Diego. And I think Pivetta's been excellent for them. They haven't really got Cease going yet. He will get going, assuming he's healthy. That's a big three. And you know A.J. Preller is going to fix the bottom of their lineup, or at least attempt to, and get one more starting pitcher. Like, the Padres, when they're in it, they go for it. I mean, they really, really go for it. So, you know,
this season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time is subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's going to happen? You know, the Phillies had such a big lead last year, jumped out on the division so much that by, I would say, early June, I mean, I guess it was late May, early June, I deemed the NL East over, because it was. I mean, the Phillies were going to make the playoffs without question starting in June last year. Like, once they got through April and May, they're a lead on everybody, and the reality of the injury factor to the Braves and the Mets just weren't there yet. It took them a while to get going. The Phillies were a playoff team, and then all it was about was fine-tuning, health, trade deadline, all that for October. This year's going to be different. And even in, I would say, 23, when they started off really poorly, the league was really down, I would say, in 2023. Just a down NL. And once the Phillies picked it up and had that, you know, they blitzed through June and July and the beginning of August, you know, they were in really good shape to make the playoffs. There really was no worry about missing the playoffs. They were clearly the best wild card team. Now, 22 was a little bit different because they had the down start, they got red hot, and then they put themselves in a good position. I wouldn't call it a lock, but a good position. Even with, you know, some up and down September play, it was going to have to be a total collapse to miss the playoffs. They almost did, swept at Chicago. But you felt pretty good about the kind of the race they were running. Once they figured themselves out, the race they were running, you felt good about. 23, once they figured it out, you felt good about the race they were running, that they could win that race, or at least, you know, qualify in the race in 22, 23. And then 24, they got up to such a good start, they were pacing the field so much that it was like, it didn't even matter what they do the second or third or fourth lap. They're so far ahead, they could coast. This year, not only are they not playing very good, I mean, I just think it's a lot of blah average baseball with some good sprinkling against the bad teams. Remember, they played some bad teams already. They've played Miami. They played the Rockies. They played the Nationals. They have played the Cardinals are a bad team. Yeah, they lost that series. And the Cardinals are not a good baseball team. They're 9-14 right now. I love Donovan. I love Arenado, but you know, there's not much there that you really like at that Cardinals team, especially their pitching, which really starting pitching is so poor. So this year, the Phillies are not playing well, and the race looks like you're going to have to be, you know, top of your class. Whoever is going to get to the playoffs in the NL isn't going to just putz their way there. You're going to have to play really good baseball for a long time. And I'll swing back to the NL West because I do think that's where the power right now in the National League is, even though the Mets might be the best team or second best team, ever you want to qualify it, the power in the NL is the NL West. And while you can make the case, all right, Joe, come on, they're going to beat each other up. There's going to be games where the Padres are going to play the Giants and the Diamondbacks, and they're going to play each other a lot down the stretch, right? That's going to affect things and affect how many games they all win. I totally understand that. That is totally fair. They also all get to play the Rockies 12 times, and the Rockies could take the mantle this year from the White Sox as the worst team in baseball, or at least they're going to push them for it because they're going to get destroyed by the four teams in their own division. They're going to get destroyed, and they're going to get buckled. I know there was a series a couple weeks ago. They didn't score a run against the Padres. I mean, they're going to get destroyed by those four teams. And you might be able to elevate the win total for the Giants, Padres, Diamondbacks, Dodgers by three or four or five games each because those are just wins that maybe we didn't account for that the Rockies simply can't take. The Rockies are – they pull the standings back up. The Rockies are 4-17 with a negative 51 run differential already. You know, for as bad as the White Sox are, 5-17, their run differential is minus 28. I mean, nobody – is in the class of Colorado right now when it comes to run differential. Minus 51? It puts some of these teams to shame. I mean, Washington's the worst in the East at minus 20. Pittsburgh minus 25 in the Central. That's not good. The worst in the AL East is the Orioles, minus 20. And that's mostly because they lost 24-2 over the weekend. So that was a minus 22 right there. Kansas City's minus 24. White Sox minus 28, and then the A's minus 18 in the AL West. But, you know, we're talking here about a Rockies team that is a joke. They can't hit. They can't pitch. They can't do anything. They're 1-11 away from Coors Field. 1-11 away from Coors Field. That is atrocious. Goodness gracious. I didn't realize they were that bad. Atlanta's 2-11 away from home. St. Louis 1-10 away from it. Got some teams that can't win on the road. Philly's 4-6 away. Feels like pretty good compared to these teams. But these games are huge. Tonight, tomorrow afternoon, Wheeler on the bump in the afternoon game. Sanchez tonight. They need good pitching. They need to get a victory or two. At least one. But a victory or two in New York because you watch this thing and you see how it's playing out right now. And the reality is the NL East may be, could be, very well might be, a one division, you know, one playoff team division. And right now, just based on how these teams look, it's the Mets. I mean, the Mets are the best team right now in the NL East. They took that mantle from the Phillies at the end of last year. And quite frankly, so far this season, I don't see any reason to say that's any different. The Mets look better. They're pitching better. Their bullpen's been better. And their offense, they have, you know, they start their lineup with Lindor Soto. And the Phillies start their lineup with Scott Turner. There's a difference there. Even though I do like the way it's kind of forming right now with Scott, that leadoff spot, there is a difference there. So while you could balance, it's early, balance, it's April, balance getting better in certain areas to your thought process on the team, you got to realize these games are huge. These are big, big games against the Mets. Just like every series against the Braves and Mets will be magnified this year. Because that NL West is not a joke, and I don't think they're going away. You know, I don't think anyone's going to fade away. Now, maybe they won't be this good all year, but I don't believe anybody's going to fade away totally in the NL West. That's unique. We've never seen a division quite like that, but you have a combination of really good teams, smart teams, teams going for it, and the rocky situation. They're worse than the Marlins. They're worse than the Nationals. Like, those teams will at least compete with the Phillies. We saw that Sunday with the Marlins. We saw that the Sunday with the National Series. That those series are clearly in favor of the Phillies, but it's not going to just be a walkthrough, walk away where it's like, all right, they're going to blow the doors off these teams every time they play. I don't think that's the case. I think they're going to have to compete with those teams and beat them soundly. Meanwhile, the West teams might just blow the doors off the Rockies all year long. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, our YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. YouTube, 6A to 6P, live on WIP. You can check it out. Watch the shows live. Appreciate everyone listening. Thanks so much. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.